We're live. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We've got Pavel, CEO of Virtue Desk.
And we have Tristan Ahumada, the CEO of Brilliant Tribe and Lab Code Agents. What's up, brother?
I appreciate that. I don't usually get that. Thanks, Pavel.
Yeah, nobody knows who you are, right? So might as well give us some introduction.
I love that, man. Thank you. Today is a really good topic. I know your team put something together for us as well. And I just want to start off by saying that the ability to scale and grow any business with virtual assistants is a beautiful thing. And I think it's extremely underrated. And one thing that I've noticed over the last, how long have we been doing this, Pavel? Six, 7 months, about
something eight like that. I think we started around November of last year. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, ever since this started getting bigger and bigger, people are now realizing and we're opening their eyes as to how powerful this can be. And that's a cool thing to see.
It is. Yeah. It's definitely growth. So I know you've been in this industry for quite some time, and you personally have 19 virtual assistants.
Which is
for some people just mind blowing, but tell us how you've grown to such a huge team of a support staff only.
Well, I always start the story with the same thing. It's it goes back to reading that book, the Tim Ferriss book, 4-Hour Work Week.
Yep. Yep.
Every time it starts, I read it and I was like, what? No way. So I was like,
yeah,
so the first thing I did was Google. I'm like, okay, let's go into this. What is a VA? What can I have them do? Right. So that really opened my eyes as to the possibilities. Now, dude, the very first one I hired, I did a terrible job. And the second
one. You didn't know what you were doing. Because you didn't know what you were doing, right?
That's right. Well, you did the same thing. So,
yeah. I did. Well, yeah, but, you know, but my first hire was actually, I was selling real estate and she was a prospector. She was ISA.
Oh,
so
nice.
She didn't come from any real estate background, but I trained her. She sounded pretty good on the phone, so I trained her what to say, and she got me appointments. That's what I was looking at, you know? Yeah.
I love that, dude. Well,
yeah, yeah. And then I scaled up from that. Got an admin, got a TC, got the marketing VA. So that's kind of like, you know, the team. And a lot of agents don't understand, maybe don't realize that they all want to grow a team, but the team could actually start with you hiring VAs and building the team around it. You know, your virtual assistants essentially would start as your team.
Yeah, you know? I think people forget the main reason most agents succeed and most businesses succeed long term is because they start building their relationships and then they add them to a database, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then people follow up with that database. And that's where the virtual assistant comes in. That's where I would say, look, if you want to hire one first, that's probably where you need to hire them first.
The database, right?
Yeah. To nurture your database and make sure that you're taking care of those. And then, you know, if social media is your database, like Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever, then hire them to take care of that in the same way. Now, your team made a chart that I want to share because
go for it. Yeah.
I was really impressed with the chart. Can you see my screen?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I'll post this up into the Leverage community too, but the organizational chart here that I'm seeing and I'm showing is for solo agents. So for small teams, for real estate agents typically, and I'm going to show one too for just businesses in general. Now, this is typically what we see when a real estate agent starts to think about expansion, right? And growth and scaling. Yep. So you see that usually hire, my very first hire, Pavel, as an agent was TC. A transaction coordinator. That was my very first hire. How about you?
The ISA, the person who was calling and getting me the appointments. And then later I figured out that I need some support to that because there's still a database that, so I had her sift through the database, pick mm-hmm. the leads to call, and that was just taking up a lot of her time. So that's the second person was actually hired to do the admin work of, you know, compiling the database because she was calling a lot of for sale by owners and expireds and pre-foreclosures. My biggest thing was pre-foreclosures. That's how I was getting my listings.
Dude.
So I needed somebody. Yeah, I needed somebody to go through the. I trained that person to look for notices of default file with the county. Mm-hmm. How to do it? How to locate their phone numbers, and how to actually contact them. That was the biggest actually thing. But then once the business kind of like picked up with where there was more volume, then I hired a TC to handle that.
All right. That makes sense, dude. You took a slightly different approach than I did, which is kind of cool, right? Because we both ended up being successful in real estate. Yeah. You took the lead gen route first, right? This site.
I did. ISA, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I took the support staff first, right?
Support staff, yeah.
But you know what? If I had to do it over again, I would probably start here because I would have been able to scale much faster.
Yeah.
It took me a little while longer.
Or marketing manager. Actually, marketing manager, that's probably what I would have done right now as the like freshly started realtor. I would probably get somebody who will help me with the marketing. I think that's... where a lot of agents kind of suck. So,
all right. So Jim Mader, what's up, Jim? I didn't know you were on here. Jim, I connected you with Pavel like a couple of months ago, I think. And he says, my first hire was a TC.
Hey, Jim. Yeah.
And just hired my first VA in May and she is awesome. Oh yeah, there you go. 2 months ago. Thank you, Virtue Desk. I couldn't be happier. That's awesome, Jim. We love you, bro.
Thank you, brother.
We love you. And so look, for me, TC was the first, then I expanded from there and I said, I'm going to get an admin. I hired an admin in-house and then my third hire was a lead coordinator. But, you know, I hadn't read Tim Ferriss's book yet. So my lead coordinator was in-house as well. I think it was a year later that I finally read the book and I was like, I can do this in another country and save money, right? So I was like, let's try this. And so I did. And then my fourth hire was somebody to take care of my database. And like I said, I messed that up big time, but I didn't stop. I'm like, you know what? I'll try it again. I tried it again a third time because the second time I still screwed it up, Pavel. And the third time was a charm. She's still with me. By the way, she helps me run LabCode Agents. And I transferred her from real estate to
Brilliant the back end
of consumer real estate, right? So she's awesome. And she took care of the database. She was she's an amazing, amazing human being. And then from there, I'm like, okay, I got this. This makes sense. I can duplicate this. I just needed to train better and I needed to communicate better. I just needed to be a better leader and trainer. And what did you find, Pavel?
Well, in the same way, I mean, I basically became a trainer from IVE essentially. But interesting question, Jim. Jim just popped a comment says, I want to learn all I can on how to scale with IVE so I can take it from part time and full time to full time. Jim, let me tell you how I got my IVE from part time to full time. And a lot of agents thinking about it. But not quite, you know, certain of pulling the trigger because it's extra expense. When I hired her first for full time, I actually moved her to full time within like 3-4 days after that. The reason is because I saw the potential and I saw that the more time she's actually spends working in my business, the more time I get back. So, and since I hired her for the lead gen portion of this chart, you know, my rationale and thinking was, well, if she generates X amount of leads in 4 hours, she's going to double that in 8 hours. So that's how I took it, you know. But I'm the kind of guy who's going to go with an approach of go big or go home kind of a mentality.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be just, you know, sitting and doing like, okay, I'll just do it for part-time for now. And then sometime when the business grows, I'll just, you know, upgraded to full time. So I need to justify the expense with the increased revenue. So the way I looked at this, I'm going to actually increase the expense. And that's how the revenue is going to be going to double or triple.
I think, Pavel, that's such a wise thing you said. And you know what? Tom Ferry said the same thing when we interviewed him. He said, I just went all in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah. I don't think we realize that when we're having a good, let's say a great year, mm-hmm. that may not ever happen again or for a long time. And your inability to invest in your growth just passed.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
And you won't get that shot again. And that's why I tell people, look, this is your team created this, by the way. Congrats on that, dude. I was blown away when I saw this.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I need to add a couple of things. I actually sent this to my team and I'm like, can you recreate this, please? So talk about this one, because now we're looking at an actual business. Like if I'm running a mega team, which I am, right? This is what now it starts to look like.
You gotta have an OM, you know, you gotta have an operations manager for sure. Who's gonna be in charge of those departments, the marketing, the first impressions or concierge, you know, you need to keep the recruitment. So you need to have growth. So you need to have constantly somebody engaged in recruitment and also sales manager. We have sales manager, but, you know, Virtudesk is running the same model where we have people, most of them, you know, operations manager, you know, who's a sales manager, Elias, you know, the director of marketing, Sarah, and she's got a huge team under her. Elias has a huge team under him. So this is basically how you run a business that works without you being there, in an essence.
Yeah.
Because this is a well-oiled machine that runs. If you just step out of it, it's going to keep growing. It's going to keep running because there's so many good people put in place with the certain tasks. And the way it's set up, the way it's set up that let's say something happens to somebody, okay?
Okay.
So they're not interdependent on each other. Let's say somebody gets hit by a bus, somebody resigns, somebody leaves, okay? You want to make sure your business doesn't suffer. And in essence, mm-hmm. that your business actually, it's going to be replaced by somebody else, this person. And the systems have to be there in place. So each person knows their own job. True. So each person does their own job. Like in the football game, you know, the quarterback does his job. The running back does his job. You know, the defense guys do what they do. So everybody's in their own place. That's mm-hmm. how the businesses run. That's how big corporations run.
You know what? That's interesting that you say that, because as I continue to grow bigger and bigger, I find that I always have this fear, Pavel. Fear doesn't go away. It's just whether we take it on directly or we actually cower on it, right? But I have this fear like, all right, I have these amazing operation managers for all my companies, but I don't necessarily have a backup for them because they're so freaking amazing.
Yeah.
So now I'm building up backups just in case, because if something happens,
life happens, dude. Yeah. Life happens. Exactly.
So I love that you said that as a backup. Now, all right, take me through this, because the operations manager, I think, is probably somebody like over here, right? This is who they become. All right.
Yeah.
If everybody's wondering here, executive admin, this is why you should hire an executive admin full time first to train them. This is who they become, right? Right there.
They become operations manager. Yeah.
Now you start building these four sections right here. And you see, they're kind of already here. You got the marketing manager, right?
Mm-hmm.
Director of marketing.
Yep.
You've got a lead gen specialist who's great on the phone, great at systems and processes.
That's sales.
Recruiting manager or sales, right?
Yeah.
One of the two. And then over here, the transaction coordinator, they will probably either remain the TC or they'll become the concierge.
Or the director of first impressions, right? Like they have at KW.
You got it. And here, Pablo, right here on the recruiting manager, because mm-hmm. look what they are, their bookkeeper or somebody else. This could actually be a possible CFO type of person.
It kind of is, yeah, because you know, you got to have a bookkeeper. Let's say somebody's recruited, depending on if you're running a brokerage, like I also own a brokerage and I have a designated broker who's doing it, Lori, but she's also at the same time a recruitment manager Well, under her, she's got people who's a bookkeeper runs, make sure that all the commissions are paid out, makes sure that all the desk fees are charged, agent fees are actually, you know, accounted for. So that's what the person is doing. You know, a human resources assistant, like assistant, will be to, you know, to your HR person. Mm-hmm. Quality control manager makes somebody who's actually ensures the compliance of the files, make sure that agents' contracts are on file with the brokerage. Let's say somebody orders anything like signs, log boxes, whatever, this person actually helps them to get it done as well. So, yeah.
Dude. All right. So I see Linda on the Facebook side of it. Hi, Linda. How are you? Hope you're paying attention here. If you have any questions, let us know. I have a question for you, Pavel, because I want to see if we kind of took the same approach, because we didn't when we first started. Okay.
Yeah.
But now let's say you're going to build this. All right. You got your operations manager. Which one of these four would you say is important to build out first, or maybe together? Is it this one, the director of marketing, sales manager, recruiting, concierge? What would you say?
I'd say probably the marketing one, because you need to make sure you have a profitable business, and marketing is going to bring you leads, which sales people will in turn would have to convert. So that's how you do it. You gotta have marketing in place in order for sales to do their job.
The world changed, right? So weird.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to have a presence, a brand that's out there, so that it can generate business for you and interest. And then you determine, all right, depending on how much is coming through, let's grow our sales team, right? And so I agree with Pavel. He's exactly right. And sometimes, instead of growing your sales team, it might be the recruiting team that you grow, depending on if you're a brokerage or if you're...
You need to have right people in place, even like for the sales team. If you have a commissioned sales people, like for the real estate brokerage or a team, then obviously you need to have recruitment put in place at the same time as the director of marketing, because those people would have to convert those leads that are going to be generated by marketing. If you have salespeople who are salaried, then probably marketing would have to take more priority, because you gotta basically maintain those salaried people. So
that's true.
It depends what you have, you know.
Dude, you know what? On this, because now I'm seeing the concierge. So check out the order. All right, you've got, obviously, your admin, your main admin, you grew it into operations manager. Mm-hmm. Now you got the director of marketing, and we'll go into which one here is first.
Yeah.
But now, depending on your business, you're going to go, let's just say, the sales manager to start growing this out, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have to keep everybody happy, right? So in essence, your concierge is your customer service.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Yeah.
That's what this becomes, right? Which we have on the real estate side as
Chief
well.
Culture officer.
Dude. Yes. That's right. That's right. You mentioned that earlier. Yes. That's the one. Yeah. So let's go into director of marketing, because let's say you have a marketing head. Out of these four, I would probably say, because this is where the world is right now, you look at the top
media. Yeah.
Exactly. Just Google top most visited websites in the world. You'll find out of the top 10, four of those are in the top six. It's YouTube is number two, Facebook's number three, Twitter is number four out of everybody, Twitter, believe it or not. Then Wiki's number five, and then Instagram is number six. So you see that, that's insane. Google is number one, if you're wondering.
Yeah.
But social media should definitely be.
Of course. Yeah. And you have to be on all major platforms. You have to be not on everything, everywhere.
Yeah. TikTok, I would say, four of them. You're right, Pavel. Yeah. I think YouTube, Facebook, right? Because that's where a lot of engagement happens. Mm-hmm. Instagram and TikTok. Those are the ones. And a little bit on LinkedIn. Some stuff happens there. But I think for what you're looking for here in the real estate world, those are the four. And I've sold properties from all of the, I just qualified a lead to purchase another home through TikTok.
Oh, there we go.
So, yeah. You know, TikTok is amazing. All right. So let's say you hire a social media person, right? You got the marketing person, social media person. They're in charge of posting, making sure that everything's looking good, or expanding your profiles, engaging, all that. Where would you go to next after your social media person, Pablo? Would it be ads, content?
Well, I would probably go with the content. You need to have content that you would have to be posted on now social media. And at the same time, the content person can also do ad manager. She can manage the ads that she's creating at the same time. So you got to have good content. And we have a whole team working on the content daily.
Yes, you do. You have a massive team, dude.
I know. Yeah. So it's being done and it's interesting. Funny story, dude. Yesterday I was at the gym working out. Then I was at the sauna. So I'm sitting and chatting with some dude in the sauna. He's like, "Oh, you're Pavel with, I saw you on LinkedIn. You're very active on LinkedIn. I saw you." I was like, "Dude, what? I never post personally on LinkedIn. My team does."
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's like, I said, "Are you anywhere else?" He's like, "No, I'm only on LinkedIn, you know?" Yeah.
Wow.
Random dude.
Well, there you go, man. There you go. Yeah, look, LinkedIn does drive most business-oriented people. So if you're hanging out at a sauna, Pavel, come on, of course, right?
Yeah, seriously, dude. Like, dude from some IT department of some startup, telehealth startup. So I talked to him about, you know, how they utilize VAs. They don't, but they would like to find out. So we're going to be talking to him about it, you know?
Hey, all
there
right.
We go.
Elias has another client.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. And then you got social media, then content creator who handles the ads. I agree with you on that. Then I think you'd probably bring in a video editor, because at that point, if you've got social media, content creator, you've got to start creating more video. And that comes from you. It can't come from anybody else.
Yeah,
right?
It has to be you. Yeah. Your face. Yeah. Well, your editor can be located anywhere, but you got to record your own videos. You got to record your own videos. That's what I do. I do actually record shorts and, short videos. I record them and I upload them to the Dropbox. That's where my team actually access them. They can edit them. They can place them everywhere, including LinkedIn.
Yeah. Right, man. That's right. Well, look, I think that's what really opened my eyes. I think, and this is new to me, about a year and a half ago, I finally just gave up on video editing personally, because I was editing all of my videos and I was like, this is impossible. There's no way, right? I have time, but not that much time. Editing sucks.
Yeah, you can do it yourself, man. It's just like, man, there are only 24 hours in a day.
Well,
and everybody has the same amount of time. We cannot, you know, extend it. We can only buy more time.
It was terrible. I learned that the hard way, Pavel. And I was like, I enjoy it, but damn, it takes a long time. I was like,
you probably became very, very good at it too, right?
I was amazing at it. But then that's when I reached out to you. I was like, I need a video editor. So anyway, now we have a whole crew of video editors. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 video editors on the team of 19. And because, I mean, we produce a lot of content, right? And we edit a whole mess load. So 6 out of my 19 VAs are video editors. And look, they also have other skills like graphic designing, right? Mm-hmm. They have also, they're able to do animation, which is, I think, is amazing, right? And they're able to do ads, because, you know, along the way for video editing, they learned so much. And all of my VAs for video editing are virtual assistants from the Philippines. So,
and you probably had to put some sort of a manual for them. How do you want them to be done? How your videos like to be edited?
You know, what's interesting. We do have that manual, actually.
Yeah.
We created that one together. So if you do need that, Pavel's got it. You could just message
us. Reach out to us. We'll send it to you. Yeah.
Here's what I did right, because I had already failed earlier on. When I hired my first video editor, I already had an outline of what I needed. Like, we used the sheet that you have. And I was like, okay, can you do this? Can you do this? Are you able to do this? And let me show you what I want it like, right? There it is. Jim Mader needs it. So we'll send it to you, Jim. And then once I knew I found the right one the first time, then I did what I told everybody to do, and that's communicate the first month a lot. Make sure that you're tweaking everything well. And then once they've got that rhythm, now they're going to train the other people. And that's the standard that you have now from now on. As everybody we've hired from that very first video editor, now they're better than my original video editor. But I built a relationship with that first one. I'm not going to let him go, right? But now he's like, damn, everybody he's hiring is better than me now, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because that's the standard that was set from the very beginning. And that's what we have to shoot for, right? So I think that's extremely important. Let's see what we got here. Jim, we'll send that over to you, buddy.
I already sent Audrey the email with your email, Jim, so she'll send it to you.
Yeah, Jim, you're going to need a video editor for sure, dude.
100%, yeah.
All right, Pavel, what are you looking to hire next as a VA?
Well, we just hired a new person, SEO, for the SEO, and we're specifically looking for somebody who's good at SEMrush, the platform, SEMrush. And because we are getting the website lift, so we have a person, not exactly a lift, actually, total redo of the website, of branding, and the SEO person comes into place, nice. Who would be working on getting us our website out there first on Google, you know. So it took actually a while to find somebody who's, you know, who's good, because there's, you know, a lot of components and there are a lot of noise out there about SEO.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, we good, but, you know, it's really tough to find somebody who's really good, but we did. We also just hired also an engineer who's working on the back end of things, because we have software. We also have right now the Timely software that we have VAs work on it. We also have our internal CRM. All of that takes you know, some tech knowledge that I don't possess. Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to either.
No, I don't want to, dude. You know, so we hired somebody who is outside the country. The guy is in Russia, but he's an amazing engineer, you know, like Microsoft, great kind of engineer.
Dude, I love that.
Yeah. So that's kind of people we hire right now, because we're growing as a company, we're scaling, and we're adding technology and making it easier for our VAs, making it easier for our customers to work with us. So all of that requires some tech, obviously.
I love that, dude. Yeah. Well, good job on your growth, man. It's cool It's cool to see your growth, by the way.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Yeah. Likewise as well. You know, the Brilliant Tribe, I see that's exploding. That's a big trend.
Just getting started, man. And thanks for all of your support too. So
yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to post this one into the Leverage community, the chart that we have. And I'll post both charts so you can grab them from there. And anybody else who needs that link, let us know. We'll probably end up posting the YouTube thing tomorrow in the community.
Probably. Yeah.
All right, Pavel. Thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for being on too, bud.
All right. Bye-bye.
I just had a great conversation with Pavel about creating content to scale your business.
Click the link, check it out.
Click the link below.
Again, I highly endorse Virtudesk. You're going to save time, money, and resources. Click the link down below.
Click on the link down below.
How to make your brand stand out in the real estate industry.